Welcome back to Radio Massasoit as we count down ESPN's power rankings in the NBA. Not only is number 5 one of the most historic franchises of the sport, they're back again for more contention. The Boston Celtics have one of the best records in the East, and ESPN stresses that their play in February is one of the main components in the ranking. Jason Tatum has blossomed in Kemba Walker's absence, and the Celtics stand tall as they await their all-star point guard's return. Coming in at number 4, the reigning champion Toronto Raptors. They were wildly underrated coming into this season, having lost Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard, but not much has changed from a year ago. They rode a 15-game winning streak earlier on in the season, but the question remains on health, with Powell, Ibaka, and Marc Gasol still sidelined. Stay tuned for the rest of the NBA countdown here on Radio Massasoit. Radio Massasoit, this is Jason back in the studio with you, and I'm counting down my top 5 NBA players of all time list. Having the Jordan documentary in mind, where does Jordan land on this list? Well, you won't have to search any further because he comes here at number 2. Michael Jordan's individual accomplishments include 5 MVP awards, 10 All-NBA first-team selections, 9 All-Defensive first-team selections. He was ultimately one of the most relentless players in the NBA. Really carried that attitude on and off the court. But there's a player who's better than him, and you'll find who it is next on Radio Massasoit. Radio Massasoit, this is Jason Snow counting down my top 5 NBA players of all time. Number 5 was Wilt Chamberlain, but number 4 is another former Laker, this one coming from the 80s. Magic Johnson, a 6'9 point guard, revolutionized how the NBA was played in the Larry Bird days in the 80s. He won 5 NBA championships during his run with the Lakers, and played alongside Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in one of the most storied franchises the league has ever seen. He was an amazing passer, probably the best of all time. Great defensive player, didn't really have a lot of perimeter shooting, but could really do anything else on the court. It's been Jason Snow, Radio Massasoit.